Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, uneducated, ignoramuses, stupid folks, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Now, you know, all you smart people out there, you're my friends. Those that love the truth, you're my friends, just so you understand that. Those that love the truth are going to love this radio station. And so when I'm again talking about those, you know, those lunatics, weirdos, assorted bad guys, so on and so forth, folks, again, you do understand that there's a small portion of them people in this country that are actually being allotted by the American people, the majority, to destroy their country. So those are the people that I'm always, well, I'm not condemning. They're condemned of self because they don't believe. They like the darkness. They love the darkness rather than the light, lest their deeds should be reproved. They should come to the light, right, and be wrought by God. And wrought means to be pounded in place by a hammer. Let me just tell those people that are unrepentant in this country, the very message of the gospel of Jesus Christ is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Now, I know that may be a weird taste for some of you folks because of weird people, but it's not the Christ, okay? So let's make the distinction and bring in the balance so we understand who the Christ is. And keep in mind, nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ himself did. So in saying that, if you feel like there's a twist or a tinge of weirdoisms on some of these born-again people, just keep in mind it was Jesus that rebuked these people. So he's on your side in the truth. So therefore, it's not an excuse for you to stay in your sin. Now it's time for you to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So I'm saying that for the very purpose of saying, friends, welcome to the show. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please do. By the way, I hope you had a happy new year. I hope everything's going good for you. And I hope that this is going to be the best of years for you, my friends, because it is up to us as to the result that we actually go for in the providence of God. So, in other words, we do that all we can do, and then we hope for the results from God. And keep in mind what Hudson Taylor, friend, said during the fight of faith that Paul talked about. He said, I see three works of God. First, it's impossible. He said, then it's difficult, and then it's done. I'll say that again. He said, first, it's impossible, then it's difficult, and then it's done. That is a sure sign of God, and that is the faith that the author gives you. And the Bible also says that we're supposed to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling, and in the process of that, to make it a little bit easier for some of those that don't quite understand what I'm saying, here's the good news. It's your Father's good pleasure to give unto you the kingdom. Isn't that cool? And he also said on a positive, if you then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give unto them that ask him? The Holy Spirit. Pretty cool stuff, right? But keep in mind, friends, it is blood bought. Again, going back, friends, if you'd like to check us out online, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. You can also go over to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Folks, you can also go over to our Facebook page, which is Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean Double E. Again, Bradley Dean Double E on Facebook. And or Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Media, again on Facebook. Check it out. Tell us what you think. We got about 170,000 friends that are interacting on a daily basis. I'm going to get to just a little bit of that in a moment here. Again, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Media, and Bradley Dean Double E on Facebook. You can also follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1. Again, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. Folks, phone lines will be accessible for the next hour, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we're selling you the fear of God, okay? We're not selling you the fear of man. We're not selling you the fear of consequence. We're giving you the answers. And going over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends, that is exactly what that page is about. Again, it says, if David said, take my feet out of the miry clay, put my feet upon the rock, was his prayer, and Lord, establish my goings. Going back to Hosea 4:6, he said, people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. So I'm going to give you the knowledge through the website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, concerning the topics of the day so you can deal with them. And the hope, remember, my friends, is always found at the end of what you do with the truth that Christ gives you. Okay? That's where your hope is found, never outside of that. We're born of the Spirit, not of the flesh. There's the will of the flesh and there's the will of the Spirit. But I say, for as many are led of the Spirit of God, yea, these are sons of God. And how does he lead? Well, go to Proverbs 8. The fear of the Lord is hating evil, pride, arrogancy, and the evil way. The froward mouth do I hate. He said right after that, I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgment. You can't lead in the midst of the paths of judgment if you don't first know his law. Right? Law, judgment, mercy, and faith. That is the proper stages of understanding the Word of God. Law, judgment, mercy, and faith. Just ask Jesus in Matthew 23. Folks, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. We got Jonathan Gruber again, spills the beans on healthcare and how unconstitutional it is, therefore illegal. Friends, there again, null and void. Folks, we also got our friend Joel Olstein back. This is interesting. We got Joel Olstein caught in a financial scandal? Question mark. Okay, let me say that again. Joel Olstein caught in a financial scandal. I'm going to cruise over there really quick. And we found out recently that reports claim that he's leveraging church money as a money-making vehicle. Now, folks, I also have to tell you as a public person, I don't care if Joel Olstein makes $500 million a day. That's his prerogative. He can do that in this country, and it's completely lawful. He can do that. But if there is some sort of, illegality going on in there somewhere, and he's using the church to kind of like move something else, like his books, well, then there may be a problem. But you can check that out on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Check that out, folks. It's hot right now. People really don't like this man. And rightfully so. They're calling him the plastic man. And folks, I got to say this too, on just to be fair with you. I remember seeing an interview with Joel Olstein. It was probably 2 years ago. And I was in a restaurant and I watched him and I really felt for the man. And I didn't want to be taken by my emotions because we're led of faith, not our feelings, right? And in the process of doing that, I said to myself, I don't ever want to talk out against this guy ever a day in my life. That's the way I felt at that particular time because he was being beat up for his version of love and how he was loving on people, which in fact, folks, if you look at his doctrine, he is a heretic. So in saying all of that to say this, it's not a love of the Bible. It's not the love that's found in holiness, right? Righteousness, goodness, and truth, Ephesians 5, which is the very fruits of Jesus Christ. It's a carnal, fallen love, which makes an appeal to man's carnal nature rather than leading them to the cross by using the law as a schoolmaster to bring them unto Christ, Galatians 3:24 and Psalm 19:7. He's trying to play the emotional, metaphysics, humanistic view of heresy. And folks, I'm saying this for the very purpose of saying this. He's been told over and over and over again, he will not listen to anybody concerning his heresy. So therefore, if he's told by two or three people and then it's brought to the church and he still won't listen, you're to cast him out. That's where Joel Olstein is now, friends. He's taking heed to nobody, namely the Word of God. So beware. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Check it out. Front page, scroll, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747, folks. We were just talking about the heresy concerning, well, none other than Mr. Joel Olstein. He's being, you know, scrutinized again, and probably rightfully so, friends. You know, the Bible tells us in Isaiah 8, verse 20, it says, if they speak not according to the law and to the testimony, it's because there's no light in them. Nowhere can you find Christ abrogating the law, the moral law, not the ceremonial law. Christ fulfilled that, friends. Make the distinction again, and I'm going to continue to remind you of that nowhere can you find Christ abrogating God's moral law. And yet when you hear these modern-day heretics, these preachers, these humanistic preachers of not the gospel of Jesus Christ, but to appease the flesh, what you're seeing, friends, is those in action that are enemies of the cross of Christ. And it's interesting also that the preaching of the cross is foolishness to them that perish, but again, unto us that believe, it's the power of God unto salvation. For example, the first prerequisite concerning Christ, what he told the people is deny yourself, take up the cross and follow me. There is none of that. There is none of driving men to the foot of cross. This used to be common knowledge all the way up until the 60s too, by the way. But interestingly enough, there's no reference to law, because if they make a reference to God's moral law, then that moral law will expose them for what they're doing. Scripture tells us that in the book of Timothy, let those that name the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Iniquity means anomius. And it's also a word that means and defines out to be lawlessness. So are they preaching out against sin? And it's also interesting, because I know most people want to talk about love, and their understanding of love is not found in Christ's risen nature, but it's found in man's fallen nature. Now it is true, while we were yet sinners, Christ, you know, died for our sins, and he died for our sins as a propitiation to actually reconcile us unto himself. That is awesome. That is the mercy of God in action, and it's very cool. But we don't stay there, because keep in mind, in Matthew 1:21, the Bible also again tells tells us, rightfully so, by experience, understanding what I'm telling you right now, friends, that Jesus came into the world to save his men from their sins, from his people from their sins, not in their sins, because we are not to use the grace of God as an occasion of the flesh. Well, these people, these heretics, they don't even go this far. They don't even bring you to this point, folks. They can't even define law. They can't define sin, which is the transgression, the violation of God's moral law. And if they can't give you the definition or understanding of each one of these or either one of these, then why would you need a Savior? If there's no law, which by the law is the knowledge of sin, Romans 3:20, and the blood of Jesus Christ washes us, and it's the propitiation for our sins, our violations of breaking our violation, friends, of breaking God's moral law, well, then why would we need a sinner? Well, let me say it this way. Why would a patient need to go to a doctor until that individual first knew that they had a disease? Therefore, once you give them the knowledge that they have a disease, then that's what drives them to the doctor's office. Do you see how that works? That's exactly what the law does. It doesn't help you. It condemns you. It's you believing in Christ that you're justified by faith through, by faith, friends, by faith. Okay? Because the Bible again tells us in Ephesians 2:8, we're saved by grace through faith, not of ourselves. It is the gift of God. I'm just kind of like my producer saying, well, what are you going to talk about today? Well, it's like, I don't know yet. Whenever the Lord drops it on me, we'll go with it. So anyways, friends, enough said. Let those that name the name of Christ depart from lawlessness. And then the bringing into this equation, love. Love is the fulfilling of the law. And we can see that there is no love from these preachers because they're not preaching law, judgment, mercy, and faith. And to say that, what is the fulfilling of the law? Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Now, during the gospel, when you look at the gospel transcripts, you look at the epistles, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, it talks about how the love of many will wax old. Now, it's interesting, it waxes old because of the workers of lawlessness. In other words, if you go to Romans 13, that will define it for you. Love worketh no ill. It owes its neighbor the truth by walking in the truth. And here we have it again, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. That is the end thereof. Go ahead and download the podcast. Take all those scriptures and you'll know exactly that was line upon line, precept upon precept, giving you the understanding of the gospel of Jesus Christ right then and there. Cool. Now, in saying that, let's go back to Sons of Liberty really quick. Folks, this is rather interesting. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Did you know this is some like crazy way out there stuff, guys? And when I'm saying that, I'm not embellishing that. Did you know that Collins Bartholomew, the subsidiary of Harper Collins that specializes in maps, said that including Israel would have been unacceptable to their custom in the Gulf and Amendment incorporated local preferences? This is the norming of Islamic Jew hatred. Folks, what they did is they're busted. Harper Collins bows to Islam. They omitted Israel from the school atlas. Did you hear what I said? They omitted Israel from their school atlas. They're teaching them that it does not exist. You think about what's going on here, friends, because it's getting pretty ugly. Sons of Liberty Media Sheriff David Clark, protesters, he said if black lives really mattered, then protest abortion. And Barack Hussein Obama that advocates it more than anybody because abortion in the abortion industry is aimed at the blacks and the Hispanics. This all coming from Sheriff David Clark, a black sheriff out of Milwaukee. Smart guy. Love the guy. He's awesome. Gohmert, to the new government coming in, he said defund amnesty, defund Obamacare, and free up the market. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, sodomites breeding hate, making way for foreign law in America. Don't doubt me on that one, friends. Sons of Liberty Media, folks. What does the First Amendment mean? From a 10-year-old, it's amazing how many people respond to them articles. And again, we have Joel Osteen caught in financial scandal. Question mark. Report claims he's leveraging church as money-making vehicles. Well, of course. And keep in mind, those that are around him that are hand in glove with him. Interestingly enough, you have, for the sake of staying on course, I'm not going to go there. It's just another show, another day. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Obama and Holder lied again. We also know that this administration has violated the Constitution over 900 times. In other words, folks are beginning to hold these two accountable for the cops that were murdered in New York, so on and so on and so on and so on. Tons of articles, friends. Check it out again, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Now, before we kind of shake up, or actually rock the boat, I should say, today, you know, it was interesting. I was having a conversation, and I want you to hear this, because this is a piece of gold that you might not get anywhere else. Really, you really won't. And it fell in conversation that I was having with one of my friends. And we were just talking, and all of a sudden he said, you know, it's interesting that we were talking about free will, as a matter of fact, which is baloney. Deuteronomy 30:19 says, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I've set before you life and death, both blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your seed may live. Did you notice the word choice, 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 choice? Well, when you go over to the New Testament, it says in Romans 6 that, know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. But God be thanked that you have obeyed that form of doctrine that's been given unto you. Okay? Now, is that not interesting that he would say something like that? In other words, in the New Testament, we know, and this is common sense, this is just for the confused ones out there that believe they just can't overcome themselves. No, listen, if you can't overcome yourselves, it's because you don't want to overcome yourselves. When you put your eyes on the cross of Jesus Christ, there is life for a look at the crucified one. There is life by just looking at what he died for. And when you do that, you'll begin to understand that you can overcome, because he died for the sins of the world. See, God hated so much, he hated sin so much that he put his son in sacrifice to reconcile us unto himself. That's how much God hated sin. But how much did he love mankind? Again, keep in mind, there's the Christ crucified. His son was set forth on that cross to reconcile us unto himself. So it's twofold, but that is the heart of God right there. Now, when we were talking about this choice, this free will, right away he said, that's baloney. And I said, I know it's baloney. It's completely baloney. He said, if a man is in heaven, he is there by the grace and mercy of God. I want you to hear me again. If a man enters into heaven, I'm adding enter, he enters into heaven, he is there by the grace of God. But if he ends up in hell, he is there by choice. That is right on. That is right on. And I shared this with my prophetic pastor yesterday. And boy, oh boy, he just said, say that again. He said, that was powerful. And my wife was right next to me. And she said the same thing. But if a man enters into heaven, he is there by the grace and mercy of God. That's the only reason. It's a work of the Holy Ghost through regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Let me take it over to the Old Testament so you can understand. Create in me, O God, a clean heart and renew that right spirit within me. Well, the Holy Ghost does do that until you are sanctified unto obedience, unto the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, 1 Peter 1. If a man is in heaven and he enters into heaven, he is there by the grace and mercy of God. That's the only way that he's there. But if a man ends up in hell, he's there by choice. Folks, we're going to come right back and we're going to talk about, well, I'll share with you in just a moment.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
free from the shackles of corporate America. We're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Hey everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored him. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me. So I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert. You should be too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at GunsAD.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to GunsAD.com. That's GunsAD.com. Guns80.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Okay, let's do this. 1-866-233-0747. You know, I just want to say this for anybody out there that thinks that, boy, dude, you're just throwing all these scriptures around and it doesn't really make a whole lot of sense. Again, go ahead and download the podcast and write out all these scriptures. This, because this is how it comes to remembrance. I'm not like writing this stuff down. I never do that for a show. I want the Holy Ghost to be the Holy Ghost. So in saying that, I want to be led by the Spirit when I'm talking to people, because everybody that's coming to the table per se as listeners, you're getting something different. But I would lay to your candor, and I'd have you challenge me on this. Go ahead and write down all the scriptures in the direction that I put them. And tell me it's not line upon line, precept upon precept, then you will understand perfectly the gospel or the point that I'm making at that particular time. So don't get disheartened if you feel like, whoa, I'm lost right now. Just go ahead and download the podcast from Sons of Liberty, and just go ahead and re-listen to it and write down these scriptures, because it's pretty cool the way it happens for me, because for me, I totally understand what I'm saying. I totally get it. And you got to understand, friends, for those that are new to this or new listeners, you have to understand that Jesus always gave parables in the natural so you could understand what he was teaching you in the spiritual. Because the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God because they're spiritually discerned. Okay? Cool. And also keep in mind, it's not difficult. Because keep in mind again, friends, that Jesus used a child as the model of heaven. That's how simple it is. It's we complicate things. And also remember, friends, that God speaks to the heart, not the head. Okay? Now let's change gears really quick because I want to hit this as quick as I possibly can because I have 30 minutes or less during the rest of the show here. But I want you to get this and you'll understand why I'm always coming back to this. I was just talking to a friend out in California right before the show. And I said, listen, I'm just trying to fill up a couple things right now. I said, I'd love to talk to your church. And he said to me, because it's a last minute deal, he goes, well, they're kind of like caught up in between the politics and, you know, the gospel. And I said, wait a second. What do you mean politics and the gospel? Politics is the science of government and science is the study of creation. OK, and I was talking to a black friend of mine in California, and I said, is it not interesting that the church doesn't want to take responsibility for abortion, yet it's the church's business to actually conduct and allow the government to rule according to the rights that God gave us? And God hasn't given us the right to break his law. And yet we have churches in America that don't want me to magnify God's law over a corrupt government that sanctions the murder, namely of the black people and the Hispanics. Ask Margaret Sanger from the Planned Parenthood. I said, this is foolish. Yeah, but the 501c3 status. I said, no, wait a second. We know who that came from. We know who that came from, friends, and we know why it was established. Because when President Lyndon Johnson actually brought that forth, he was trying to oppress freedom of speech. He was trying to basically shut up his political opposition that was coming from the church to stop him in his tracks concerning his crimes when he serves we the people. Okay? So every time somebody says something stupid to me, I'm going to give them knowledge to understand that, wait a second, you're being lied to, but why is it that you believe this? This is absolutely ridiculous. God says he hates hands that shed innocent blood, yet the church isn't supposed to be a part of it when God gave government to the church to establish civil government through the church, right? To be governed by those, and those derive their just powers from we, the people, the consent of we, the people. You know, it's almost as if, and it is, it's the professed church's fault in America that we have abortion. They're the greatest advocate to abortion because of their stupidities, because of their silence. The greatest advocate to the homosexuals in this country is the professed church that remains silent. Folks, common sense. The church is called to be the moral compass of society. When that goes, all goes, said John Adams. I just couldn't believe what I was hearing. The very people that are responsible to be the light in the world are the very ones looking for an excuse to not be the light that God has called them and commanded them to be. It's ridiculous. It's friends. Yeah, I was going to say it was redonkulous, but it's not funny. It really isn't funny. I want you to understand this before I lay this out for you real quick. God gave rights to you, America. He gave you rights, by the way, not wrongs. And you don't have a right to violate his moral law. He didn't give you that right. Christ fulfilled, through grace, that law, through a sacrifice. God gave you rights, America, and I'm taking this slow for a purpose. Government derives their authority and power from we, the people that received our rights given unto us by our God to rule in civil government. Let me go to a presupposition. A presupposition is this. These are the things which are accepted as true before any argument can commence. So in other words, everybody believes in God. And I don't want to hear anybody out there say, oh, no, I'm just not sure about that. No, listen. You don't have to believe in trucks neither, but what happens if you stand in front of one? Now, I don't want to listen to the atheist that says he doesn't believe in God. Nature itself teaches you that, bro. How do you make distinction between what's right and what's wrong? You have to reference the Creator. I don't want to hear the atheist say, I just don't believe. Are you really that stupid? And by the way, during the revolutionary times, friends, Ben Franklin said there was no such thing as an atheist in our country. Of course not, because everybody is fighting for the freedoms through the Revolutionary War that we now have 238 years later. There's no such thing as an atheist in a foxhole. But now what's interesting here, friends, is, you know, I just don't believe in God. Folks, really, is there people out there that stupid on purpose? Again, these are the people that you could transport to the sun and they wouldn't see it because their eyes are closed so tightly on purpose. They're stupid on purpose is what I'm saying. That ain't going to work neither. That makes them an enemy of our country. The Bible says that the devils believe and tremble. The devils believe and tremble. So going back to this presupposition, these are the things which are accepted as true before we can go forward in this conversation. Everybody believes God, okay? So this is a general presupposition that truth exists and it's absolute and the objective and unchanging is the truth that we're going to talk about. When we go to the Declaration of Independence, it states, we hold these truths to be self-evident. Going to our foundations. Specific presuppositions contained in the Declaration of Independence is that there is a God. We all agree with that. That all men are created equal. That rights come from Him. That they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable, not transferable, friends, rights. That among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The purpose of civil government is to protect God-given rights. For those that did not know, the whole purpose of government is to restrain men from violating God's moral law. To protect our rights, not to take them away. Or to teach a population or a demographic of people to actually violate God's moral law. Just the exact opposite is civil government's purpose. Purpose of civil government is to, again, protect God-given rights. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among who? Men. Exodus 18:21, by the way, friends. All civil government is derived through the consent of the people, deriving their just powers from consent of we and consent of the governed, we the people. Government is an extension of what you allow them to be. It's not us against them, friends. That's a communistic tool to divide and conquer. Whenever a government becomes destructive of this purpose, the people have a right and a duty to alter or abolish it. Ooh, that sounds really radical. Yes, it does. But why are our backs up against the wall today? Because your government has gotten way out of hand in lawlessness. And why is that? Because the church is way out of hand. And why is the church way out of hand? Because the people would have it so. Whenever government becomes destructive of this purpose that I said above, the people have a right and a duty to alter or abolish it. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of this end, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it, said our forefathers. Declaration of Independence, the seedbed to common law in your country. The function of civil government is given the power of the sword in order to restrain the exercise of sin. As I said, Romans 13:3 through 4. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Friends, wilt thou then not be afraid of the powers? Listen carefully. Listen carefully, friends. Wilt thou not then be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have the praise of the same. For he that is a minister of the God to thee for good, but if thou do that which is evil, be afraid. For he beareth not the sword in vain, for he is the minister of God. So those that serve in government are there as ministers of God for the what purpose? To administer the good, not the evil. To bear the sword for the good, not the evil. To be a terror unto those that do evil, not good. And you're seeing exactly the opposite today in America. For he beareth not the sword in vain, for he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil, not good. Who tells you what's evil? Who tells you what's good? God does. The purpose of government is to enforce God's standard of right and wrong, friends. Keep in mind, when I was having my conversation with my black friend in California, I said, isn't it interesting that the church stands down, and yet when they watch those politicians swear in, what's their hand on, friends? The Bible. Why is their hand up in the air? To swear to uphold the Constitution before God and before man. Isn't that interesting? That Bible gets, that's a stumbling block for every disobedient criminal in this country, isn't it? We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Rick Godley, host of Ground Rules from the Playbook on ESPN 97.7 Radio in Ruston, Louisiana, with words of encouragement for the Sons of Liberty Radio Network. As they stand not only firm in the faith once delivered to the saints, but they're taking Jesus at his word and storming the gates of hell to set other captives free. Remember, when the Messiah returns, he's looking for a certain kind of faith. Read Luke 18:8 yourself and believe what you read. Don't read what you believe.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them. Help
the first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Really? Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. I'm just looking at some of the comments, friends, on our website. Just incredible. I mean, 99.9% of it, of course, is always positive. And then you always get the one joker and then that tries to deny everything. Oh, just incredible. And then, you know what? What's also interesting, friends, as I said earlier, they're the first people to deny the existence of the sun. And I said that you could actually transport them to the sun and they would still deny it because their eyes were so, you know, tightly shut. But these are the first people to blame God for the evil in the world. And that's like blaming the sun for darkness, isn't it? I mean, these people are just incredibly naive. I mean, they are just bent on going to hell. And again, friends, what I said earlier, a man that goes into heaven is there because of God's mercy and grace, but a man that goes to hell and ends up in hell, he's there by his own choice. Don't ever forget what I just said, friends, because that is right on the smack scripturally. It's exactly right on. So much for free will. And then they live, you know, it's also interesting to note that you have these people that live their whole lives, you know, like the devil, and then right before they die, they want to say a prayer and go to heaven, and the pastor's right there to preach them right into heaven. And I'm not saying, folks, that, you know, God knows whose are his, but it's interesting the lives that these men lead, and then what they do is because they're afraid, now they have to face their judge, they want to repent. God knows the intent as to why they repent, or, you know, the purpose behind or the sincerity behind the reason that they're supposedly repenting. I got a whole show for that one, as a matter of fact, and it is just awesome. I believe it was Adam Clark's commentaries that said that they're the great deceivers that think these people are going to heaven on their deathbeds like this. And again, I'm not saying in every given case, and by the way, I'm making reference to Adam Clark, and I tend to agree with him. And I remember one old lady one time said to me, she said, Bradley, you know, this was a couple years back, she said, you know, my kids, they can go out all week, and they can live like hell. They can live like the devil, she said. She said, but they better be in church on Sunday. Are you kidding me, lady? She was convinced that the fruit of them are none other than their father, the devil, and that for some reason, because they're in church on Sunday, heaven just can't wait till they get there. You are sadly, sadly mistaken. Folks, you have been so dummied down because you've allowed yourselves to be dummied down. If you believe this garbage, can you show me in Scripture where you could justify them words in any sense of the word? In any sense of the word. Again, different show. Let me get back to this. Folks, let's go to John Hancock. you guys know who John Hancock is, right? He's the one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence. Remember how big his name was on the Declaration of Independence? Just to show you the courage of these men. You know, the Bible, again, Proverbs 28 says that the righteous are made bold as lions. Strong confidence in the fear of the Lord. These men feared the face of God. They didn't fear the face of man. He wrote his name that big, so when King George seen that documentation concerning, well, namely the Declaration of Independence, that he didn't have to take off his spectacles to see John Hancock's name. Did you guys know that? I just thought I would share. John Hancock said, "Resistance to tyranny becomes the Christian and social duty of each individual. Continue steadfast and with a proper sense of your dependence on God. Nobly defend those rights which mean and what heaven gave." He goes on, "and no man ought to take from us." I'll say it again. "Resistance to tyranny becomes the Christian and social duty of each individual. Continue steadfast," that means fixed in direction, "and with a proper sense of your dependence on God. Nobly defend those rights that God gave you." He said right after that, friends, "which heaven gave, and that no man ought to take from you." What does a totalitarian government do? Just exactly what it's doing today. They debate away the pith and marrow of the Constitution, if they even make reference to it. The Declaration of Independence. Isn't it interesting that it's devil in the White House? How many times he's made reference to the Declaration of Independence without God's name in it? And if that doesn't scare the literal hell out of you to get the heaven in you, nothing will. That means he means to rule. That means this narcissist wants to go ahead and dare the justice of God and see if he can do something that other tyrants in the last 5,000 and 6,000 years haven't done successfully. What a fool. What an absolute fool. And what a foolish, foolish people to allow an administration to stay in power such as that. But hey, by the way, just a side note, for those that didn't know, again, interestingly enough, he was just actually popped open for having affiliation with the Black Panthers concerning those in Africa. The President of the United States, friends, this should come as no surprise to anybody. But again, the question, friends, is why is he there still? See, this is what we're preaching out against, friends. This is what we're preaching out against.
This isn't American constitutional government at all. It's foreign. If our forefathers came back right now and had a conversation with any of our politicians, and I'm talking about the Pelosi's, I'm talking about the Reeds, I'm talking about whatever you want to call him in the White House. I'm not going to call him, you know, what he wants me to call him. If they had a conversation with these men, it would be so foreign to them that it would be like they're speaking a different language. And then if you took the best of what we've got and sat them up next to our forefathers, you know what they would do? They would say to the best of those that we have in government, where is the courage to stand up against the small minority of those that mean to corrupt and overthrow your government? He would lay to their candor. They would lay to their candor and say, where's the courage? We stood up against the greatest empire, 56 of us, along with 13 colonies, along with less than 3% of the population, and you have 315 million people standing behind you, waiting for you to do the right thing, and you won't do it because you're afraid of what the state-controlled media might say about you. That's exactly what they would say. Cowards. Cowards. And I'm talking about the best we've got in this country. What a joke. Where are the articles of impeachment? Any one of you, where are they at? That's what I thought. And that's exactly what I meant when I said that our forefathers would rebuke them for their lack of courage. Oh, what a bad place to be. Folks, nations hinge on the obedience of one man and one woman at times. Remember when Joe Wilson stood up and called the president of a liar? Do you know that he raised $2 million that week for his campaign re-election? And what's the first thing Pelosi and Reid and Barack Hussein Obama did? They wrote a law that you could never do that again when the president's lying to the American people from the presidential bully pulpit. And the American people knew this and they allowed him to do it. Whew. Right before the break, we were talking about understanding that God gave you your rights, and those that serve we the people derive their powers from we, the consent of we the people, to rule as representatives, not as rulers, not as monarchs, not as despots, to create some arbitrary government or a totalitarian government, or to dictate in any sense of the word, but no, to rule according to the law that God gave us as a people. Again, God gave you your rights, and those that serve we the people, our representation, are allotted, we delegate power to them to serve in civil government. And keep in mind, we're all ruled by the same law. No one's exempt from that, including the Supreme Court of the United States. They can be impeached, friends, outside of good behavior. I want to show you your foundation so you can understand. To bring forth, well, I can put it in a nutshell here for you. There are other views of government and its purpose that are not biblical. Socialist view, Marxist view, communist view. So when we compare the views by their contrasting various attributes, you'll notice and you can make clear distinction. It's pretty easy to figure out. So the elements of biblical versus pagan, okay? Biblical view of government is state is divinely ordained. Biblical view is state authority is limited. Biblical view of government leads to patriotism. Biblical view of government results in a republic, Article 4, Section 4. Biblical view of government is based on creation. Now, what you're allowing to rule the roost today is a pagan view of government. That the state is divine, they are the final say, baloney. The pagan view of government, the state's authority is unlimited, baloney, not in this country. The pagan view of government leads to state worship. That's exactly right. The pagan view of government results in tyranny. That's exactly what you're seeing, because it's all based on an evolutionary view of government. Which one do you want? Love you about what I do, well, what I do and what I'm about to do. I'll talk to you in 23, 1 John 3:18. Love you. See ya.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.